and study. To worship as we have this opportunity to do so. So glad that everyone is here today. We gather together. You know, in preparing for worship and putting the bulletin together, doing the computer stuff, had to type in the date a few times. And just kind of hit me today, just in mindset of that we're in July, and just, we're halfway through 2024 already. Time keeps on going by, and we got to make sure we continue to serve God in a better way and come together here with our brothers and sisters in Christ to continue to help each other continue to fight that good fight. I want to thank William for reading the scripture reading this morning, 1 Peter chapter 5, and it goes along a little bit with what we are talking about. We'll be getting into in our adult class. We talk about elders and their authority. Of course, our responsibility to them in submitting to the elders. But here in 1 Peter 5, it brings out submitting to elders together here. It brings out in verse 5, says, "You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. And all of you clothe yourselves in humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Now, as we think about that point, being subject or being submissive to one another, is not the best thought that most people think of. Because most of the time we get caught up in thinking that it has a greater meaning than what it does. We have to just throw away all of our freedom and completely do everything one person says, and we want to fight for our rights, or we want to fight for my authority, and we don't want to submit to nobody. The Word of God, throughout the Scriptures, shows us how we need to be willing to be submissive, how we need to be in subjection to others. And of course, the big mindset here is understanding that there is, as we've been talking about in the adult class, a chain of authority. On Wednesday, when we first started into the class, I believe this Lance kind of brought out the point that, you know, just in military thought, that is the way he was thinking, that there's a chain of authority, chain of commands. If you have those who it just keeps on going down the line of who has more authority than the others. And it's the same thing as we live from day to day, and as we worship, and as the Lord's church has been established, that there's a chain of authority. There's a way in which it is to be governed. And there's a way in which, as we talked this morning, universally, that we should be governed by our Lord. But we have to understand that we do have to be in subjection. And it starts with God. It starts with submitting to our Lord. Here in these verses, as we read them, verse 6, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God." Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. But we're willing to give ourselves over to the Lord. That's what I want to start with, is that, you know, if we don't do this, we cannot be pleasing to God. We're not able and capable of getting past this high bars and putting ourselves aside and submitting to one another and submitting to our Lord, then we will not be pleasing to our God. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, if you turn along with me over there, we're going to be reading verses 7 and 8. Romans chapter 8, and starting there in verse 7, it says, start up in verse 6. It says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. But the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, or does not subject itself to the law of God, or is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God." And so here again, our mindset is not the flesh, and our mindset is caught up in putting money first, and our mindset is me, myself, and I, and therefore we will not submit ourselves or subject ourselves to God. Because we're worried about me, myself, and I. We're worried about money and income and the house and the car and this and that. We're not worried about giving ourselves to God, putting our trust
And God, here it is, you know, it casts our anxiety away. That if we're willing to put God first, He's going to take care of us. But we cannot please God if we're not willing to submit to Him. And that's what it starts with. Are we willing to actually put God first in our lives? Again, here in Romans, going a couple chapters further ahead, Romans chapter 10 and verse 2. Romans 10 and verse 2 says, "For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own." They seek to establish their own authority here. "They did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." Here again, as one goes out and they try to establish their own authority, they go about their own ways, they have their own goals, and they're not subjecting themselves to the Lord. I believe this happens more than we think. As we live our lives from day to day, we get caught up, and you know, we talked about it in the adult class again this morning, the point that there are many, you know, we have to be careful with that term church as we use it out in the world, because the world will try to put so many people under that umbrella that it fits anyone who claims to be a Christian, that claims to be religious. And so here's when we get caught up in that point. He's saying, no, but if you don't subject yourselves to God, if you're not willing to submit yourself to the Lord, and again, cannot please Him. We're not following Him. We're not truly loving the Lord, right? The Lord says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That we will submit to Him and we will allow Him to rule over us. We will do as He has told us to do. We will stay away from the things He's commanded us to stay away from. But the world wants to accept one part of the Word of God, one part of the Lord about His love and His sacrifice. They want to receive that home in heaven. They want to live eternally in joy. But they don't want to give themselves over. They don't want to give up their power. Willing to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. We have to be willing to do that. And God wants us to be willing to submit to one another. Willing to serve others. Willing to be here for each other. You know, recently we've had the lesson pointed out the fact that we're to put others above ourselves. Throughout the scriptures, there are many ways, many our relationship with one another relies on us being willing to be subjection to each other. Turn along with me to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, if you will. Ephesians chapter 5, I actually meant to put verse 21 above this before this. So Ephesians 5, if you will, read with me in verse 21. It says, "And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." Here again, you go up to how we're supposed to be treating one another. In verse 19, it talks about our singing, right? "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." Here, you know, I believe people want to get caught up, and again, why we don't like this verse, this point, because it goes into wives, submit to your husbands. But we go to the verse above it. In verse 21, when it talks about submitting or being subject to one another, here it's speaking to all of us. It says, be subject to one another. And we are all submitting to each other and subject to each other, serving each other. Willing to do what is going to help my brother and sister in Christ. Willing to, again, you know, going up to verse 19, sing out to teach and admonish my brothers and sisters in Christ. But it's that relationship we're supposed to have with one another that it's supposed to be. As we read here in verse 22, "Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord." Again, it comes back to, can we submit to God? Can we submit to the Lord? Because it says, as to the Lord. Can we truly submit to God? In most of the cases, it's, well, I can submit to God up to this point. You know, I can give up an hour of my Sunday to come and take the Lord's Supper. I can submit and, you know, not go forth and murder and steal. And I can submit not to, you know, curse and swear and I'll tell the truth. Then it goes a little further. Can we fully submit to God? Because that's what it comes down to, is we have a relationship, husband and wives, that we do it as the Lord's commanded. But again, it comes back to that it's a free will here. Nowhere do we read in these verses that does it say, husbands, make your wives submit unto you. It doesn't say, go and demand your respect. Rather, when it speaks to the husbands, it goes forth and tells us to love our wives as Christ has loved the church, as Christ gave himself to present himself an unblemished bride. Doing all that he can so that when we give ourselves to God, right, God doesn't force us to be subject to him. Nowhere do we ever see Jesus make somebody obey him as he lived his life upon this earth, as we live from day to day today. He doesn't force anyone. What he has done is shown his love. He's expressed his love. He's sacrificed himself. He allows us and he is patient with us each and every day. He's there and gives us strength. He's blessed us with the armor of God. His blood washes our sins away. He's done all these things. And we freely, willingly give ourselves to him. So if we want this good relationship as husbands and wives, husbands, we need to step up to love our wives as our own body, as Christ has loved the church, to give all that we can to present our wives as beautiful brides. And the willing to submit, subject yourselves to your husbands. It goes on. Same thing with the church. We have to give ourselves over to the Lord in these verses. In verse 21, or going over to verse 30. Verse 30 here says, because we are members of his body, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. I get ahead of myself there. I'll just stick with verse 21 as we brought out, as the church is subject to the Lord. But it goes into the parents. Parents and children. Children obey your parents. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth. Again, that love relationship, that relationship that parents and children have, it's understanding that they learn to be subject under their parents. If they obey the commands, if they follow their examples, that they see how the relationship is supposed to work. But it comes back to, we understand how the relationship of fathers and children are supposed to be because we look to our God. We look to our Father up above. You know, the thing that we are so blessed with is our family. The relationship of husband and wives and parents and children. Because the husband and wife relationship helps us see, lets us see how the relationship is supposed to be with us and the Lord. Because he is the groom, and we're supposed to be the bride. And we have a father up above, and we're supposed to be the children. So we come to understand God's love through our family relationships, through being children of God, through being the bride of God. It all comes back to that point. Can we fully give ourselves over to the Lord? Can we truly submit to his authority? That means living a life where we are subject to others. We're willing to serve others and put them above ourselves. Willing to be there and follow the way God has designed things to be. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5, even there, slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of your heart as to Christ. Even at that time and point, when there were slaves and masters, it says, slaves, you're to obey your masters. Be faithful, serve them, obey them, just as if it were Christ. They are to be subject to their masters. We understand that. We live in a life where we, in our culture, we don't deal with that. We do have our bosses. We have those who are in command, those who are in charge. We are to be subject to them. To follow that chain of authority. To understand that God designed it that way. God designed that there are those who are in charge and those who serve under them, and those who serve under them, we have to be willing to follow. Again, as long as they don't take us and command us to break the law of the Lord, to go against His commands, then what right do we have to rebel? Well, we fight against it so hard, but we need to realize that we can learn to submit, to be subject in just these small things. How much it'll help us to be subject to great things. I believe we get a mindset to submit in greater things and say, who cares about small things? You know, we feel like, you know, again, we always do the extreme, right? Do the extreme. I submit and I don't murder. I submit because I'm not a big drunk and I don't use drugs. I submit because I don't steal and I don't do all these wrong things and I'm not out there committing adultery. And we submit it, and what you might say are these bigger pictures. But do we submit in everything? Are we subject in all things? In Luke 16 and verse 10, if you will. Luke chapter 16. And verse 10. The preacher says, he who is faithful in very little things is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in very little things is unrighteous also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful, the use of unrighteousness wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you? And if you have not been faithful in the use of that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. And so he brings up the point of, you have to make your choice. Now, one who cannot be faithful in the small things, how is he going to be faithful in one? How are you truly going to submit to God? Making the big claims that, you know, if ever I'm threatened with my life, I will not deny my Lord. I will not deny my Christ, my God. I will die in His name. Then we have a hard time keeping from submitting to not forsaking the assembly, to making sure that we attend every time the doors are open, to assemble together, to worship, to study the Word of God, to sing praises in His name, to pray with one another. I can be faithful in this, but I can't be faithful in making it to a service every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Bible class. I can't make it to an extra meeting during a gospel meeting. I'm busy on Monday. We'd be faithful in this big thing. I'll give my life, but I can't study every day and make sure my Bible class is ready. I can't pray every day. I'll be faithful in these big things, but I'm not going to be hospitable and allow people into my homes. No, we submit to God. We feel like we can pick and choose which parts of the Word of God that we can obey. That's not what it tells us. We have to be willing to obey all things. In Matthew chapter 25, if you will, Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verse 23. As you read here, it's the parable of talents. And here's getting towards the end of it. It says, his master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one also who had received one talent came up to him, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering and scattering no seed. Gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid. I went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. And you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. As you read this, again, you know that you have one that started off with 5, 1, 2, 1. And they doubled theirs, and he just brought back what was already there. But looking at that and understanding a talent was actually a lot of money. The master had left him with a decent response, but not as much as the other. What I had looked up, most people say 20 years, or I think it said 20 years' wages. I'll say it's 20 years' wages. It was a lot of years. It's more than 1 year. I'm trying to remember if I did. Because there was the math of, I won't say 20 because I was doing 5 times 20, 100 years. But imagine, can you imagine being put in charge of that much money? Sitting there, here you go, you have 20 years worth of somebody's wages. But in the master's eyes, what do you think about that? In the master's eyes, this was probably a small portion. It really was. Because you consider how much he gave to the first person, 100 years worth of wages. He was unfaithful. He was unfaithful with what God had given. What God had commanded, his master had commanded. In our eyesight, some things are seem to be a small thing. I mean, in the actions in themselves might be a small thing. About to extend the Lord's invitation to any who have not obeyed the gospel, to be baptized, to wash their sins away. In an action, all we're asking you to do is take a few steps forward, say a few words, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to walk into some water, to be dipped and raised up. In action, this is a small thing. We're not asking you to lift more weight than seems impossible. Or we're not asking you to bring in funds that seems to be that impossible to raise. But in mindset, spiritual mindset, when that invitation is extended, if we can't submit to God, because I think that's some of the points that some people might struggle with is saying, well, why do I have to be baptized? I believe. I believe, and I mean, getting baptized is that. It's simply just getting wet. What difference does it make if I'm immersed in water and raised up or not? It makes a difference because God has said so. Because God has commanded one to be baptized to wash their sins. It's submitting oneself to God under His mighty hand. Because He said, if you do this, I will wash your sins away. You reach the blood of Christ, the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Submitting oneself to the Lord. Can we fully give ourselves over to God as we're supposed to? When we truly subject ourselves to the Lord as we need to, and in doing so, subjecting ourselves to one another, willing to submit to the
chain of authority, willing to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ,
considering one another to come together to stir up love and good works
as we gather together and sing songs and pray and study the Bible? Are we willing to subject ourselves to it? So I am going to extend the Lord's invitation. If you're here and you have not obeyed the gospel, we want to encourage you. If you're here and you need prayers for the brethren, if there's anything we can do for you, let it be known. Stand.